From all of us at Breakpoint in the Colson Center, Happy New Year. Here's some issues and trends to watch for this coming year. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stonestreet. This is Breakpoint. Well, 2018's in the rearview mirror, but the issues and challenges it brought are still very much with us. Though the last thing you might want to hear about on New Year's Day is that not much has changed, it's kind of true, especially for Christians who are serious about understanding and engaging the culture. Here are four issues that merit our special attention. The first is the ongoing and intensifying conflict between LGBT rights and religious freedom, especially here in the U.S. Even as I write this, U.S. Senator Mike Lee is holding up the renomination of Kai Feldblum to head the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Lee's reason is simple. Feldblum has been crystal clear that in her mind, there's not a single scenario where religious freedom should prevail over LGBT rights. Even if Lee's nomination fails, Jack Phillips still faces new charges of discrimination by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, and rumor has it that Nancy Pelosi may push for the Equality Act in the House this year. And that's just the beginning. In fact, 2019 might be the year Christians ought to get serious about developing that theology of getting fired. That is, it's time for us to decide when losing our jobs and livelihoods for refusing to go along with the new sexual orthodoxy is exactly what Jesus expects of us. And as challenging as things are here in the U.S., the story abroad is orders of magnitude even worse. This is the second trend to watch for 2019. China has declared war on both its Christian and Muslim populations. As of this writing, it's not clear when, if ever, Asia Bibi will be allowed to leave Pakistan, even as Islamist radicals continue to hunt her and her family down, and thousands of Nigerian Christians have been slaughtered by Muslim herdsmen. These are just a few examples why 2018, just like 2017 and 16 before it, is the worst year on record for religious persecution around the world. Another area of culture that bears close watching and needs a lot of clarity and prayer has to do with bioethics. The recent news out of China about a researcher using CRISPR gene editing to genetically modify embryos prior to implantation has raised alarms. Although, as I recently told you, no one should be surprised. Human beings find this temptation to play God irresistible. And we're currently on a new chapter in the onward march of our culture of death. I'm talking about physician-assisted suicide, which is now legal in 7 states and the District of Columbia, and currently there's a campaign to add Maine to that list as well. And fourth and finally, and because of all these other things already mentioned, we'll face the continuing challenge of needing to clarify where our loyalties ultimately lie, especially when it comes to politics. Of course, on many issues, Christians align much better with one side than with the other. Even so, Christians do not ultimately belong to the right or to the left. The beginning of a new year is a great time to clarify in our minds that ultimately we belong to a who, not a what. These are challenging times, and I want you to know that the Colson Center is committed and poised to help you navigate these cultural waters. First, you can expect for Breakpoint and our one-minute daily commentary, The Point, to continue to provide the best analysis of cultural events from a Christian worldview. Second, our improved and expanded podcast offerings will help you dive deeper into the pressing topics with leading Christian thinkers, authors, and doers. This is great to download for your daily commute or exercise routine. Third, our immensely popular short courses will be back in 2019, 5 of them, with courses on things like C.S. Lewis, The Idols of Our Age, Secularism, and The Case for Christ. Stay tuned as we confirm dates and speakers. And of course, we'll gather in May for our annual Wilberforce Weekend with outstanding speakers like Rick Warren, scientist John Lennox, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest, Michael Card, Andrew Peterson, Star Parker, and more. All these folks will help us answer the question, is Christianity still good for the world? Details are at wilberforceweekend.org. Look, 2019 will be challenging, but like those who've gone before us, we have to face the culture with clarity, courage, and compassion. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stonestreet.